亲爱的伙伴，亲爱的朋友，亲爱的宝贝们，愿这个早上、下午到晚间，神都与你同在。我们来到了这个月的主题，风清和风铃的最后一周，爱慕。爱慕呢，其实是喜悦、真爱，以神为乐，或者委身在爱，或者继续爱。圣经里面我们可以看到，可拉的后裔在诗篇50:45第一节说，可拉后裔的训诲诗又是爱慕歌交于令长。所以我们知道这是一首爱慕的诗歌。所以在诗篇73:25就说，除你以外在天上我有谁呢？除你以外在地上我也没有所爱慕的。所以这里所看到的爱慕，其实就是亲爱的、心爱的、可爱的，或者对很喜欢的、对为乐的很喜欢，强烈的爱、强烈的希望、强烈的喜悦。所以伙伴们，我们对主真的会到这个层次的爱吗？我们来到主的面前，我们真的可以告诉他，主，你就是我生命最爱、最爱、最爱的那一位吗？所以爱慕是不是因缺乏而追求，而是因喜悦、真爱，以他为乐。这里的爱慕是心底安息，融化在神的里面。主啊，我知道很多时候我们真的很难达到这种的等级来爱慕你，但是主啊，我们求你帮助我们，特别是在2026这个一年，我们真的需要全人、全心、全感情都可以融化及安息在你的里面。主啊，如果我们没有这个爱慕，给我们这份爱慕，如果我们对你的爱慕太少，加深我们对你的爱慕，以致我们全人可以融化在你的里面。主啊，来帮助我们。我们今天一样的继续的来到朗读、阅读神的话，还有灵命之粮。过后呢，我们求主在30神的话，我们默想，我们思想，我们成想，我们也融化在神的话里面。
这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子能够长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数大大增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今天所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、走在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上做记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上和你的城门上。耶和华你的神 领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的土地，那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋，装满各样好东西，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的。你吃了，而且饱足。那时候，你要谨慎，免得你忘记把你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓，不可随从别的神，就是你们四周各国民的神，因为在你们中间的耶和华你神是祭邪的神，唯恐耶和华你神的怒气向你发作，就把你从地上消灭。你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在玛撒那样试探他，要留意遵守耶和华你们神所吩咐的诫命、法度、律例，耶和华眼中看为正、看为善的，你都要遵行，使你可以享福，并且可以进去得耶和华向你列祖起誓应许的那美地，照耶和华所说的，从你面前撵出你的一切仇敌。日后，你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们神所吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？你就告诉你的儿子说，我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手把我们从埃及领出来，在我们眼前把重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及遍地和法老及他全家的身上，把我们从那里领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许的地方，把这土地赐给我们。耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处，蒙他保全我们的生命，像今天一样。我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
听众朋友，主内平安，我是李芳。在今天的灵命日粮，我们要借着旧约的申命记第六章的四到九节来思想我们今天的主题，门框上的安慰。门框上的安慰，在2016年，路易斯安那州南部遭遇历史性的大洪水之后，我浏览着社群媒体上的新讯息，恰巧看到一则朋友的贴文，他的家因为水患而必须拆除重建。他的母亲得知此事之后，便鼓励他在清理家园时，即使伤痛也要寻求上帝。后来我朋友发布了几张圣经经文的图片，这些经文是他在房子外露的门框上发现的，显然当初房子盖好时，有人将这些经文写在门框上。他读着这些写在门框上的经文，心里深得安慰。将圣经经文抄写在门框上的传统，或许是源于上帝对以色列百姓的嘱咐。上帝吩咐以色列民将他的诫命写在门框上，以时时警记上帝是谁。生命记提到上帝要他的子民将他所吩咐的话记在心上，在第七节说将这些话 教导他们的儿女。在第八节说，用其他方式和做记号，让他们想起上帝的吩咐。在第九节说，将这些话写在房屋的门框上以及城门上。凡此种种都让以色列民不断地想起上帝的吩咐，也激励他们永不忘记上帝说过的话以及上帝与他们立下的约。我们在家中摆放圣经经文装饰品，并将经文的意义深植于心，有助于我们巩固信仰的根基，相信这位上帝正如圣经所描述的那般信实可靠。纵然我们经历灾难或锥心之痛，上帝仍能用他的话语带给我们安慰。您何时曾因某段经文而大得安慰呢？圣经真理如何成为您信仰的根基呢？我们要来到亲爱的天父面前，感谢父借着圣经指引我们前面的道路，求父提醒我们将圣经真理作为信仰的根基。接下来我们一块来攻读今天的经文，在旧约的生命记第六章的四到九节，来思想我们今天的主题，门框上的安慰。圣经说，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。我们的圣经就攻读到这里。您刚才所收听的讯息是灵命日粮，由灵命日粮事工所提供的。如果您需要灵命日粮的中文英文小册子，请到我们的网站索取。我们的网址是 traditional-odb.org。
身旁，是我们苦干的心灵的满足。
再次邀请圣灵到我们当中。 Once again we welcome you Holy Spirit.
Love you.
真理向我吹起，释放即是你
欢迎你，神灵。
教我如何再爱你。耶稣的同在开启在这里，我们渴慕打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何再爱你。耶稣的同在开启在这里，我们渴慕打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何再爱你。
哦，亲爱耶稣，
你就在这里，我们相互打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何接待你。哦，亲爱耶稣，你就在这里，我们相互打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何接待你。哦，亲爱耶稣，你就在这里，我们相互打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何接待你。
哦，亲爱耶稣，你就在这里，
我们相互打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何接待你。
Welcome the Holy Spirit all together in this room. In your own language, in your own words, welcome Him. 用你自己的祷告，我们来欢迎神。耶稣，我们欢迎你，加增你的同在。圣灵，我们爱你。Lift your voice.
感谢我们的主，我相信我们有很好的30分钟融化在神的话。我们继续会用接下来的30分钟，我们一起融化在神的灵。我们告诉主说：“主啊，帮助我接下来的30分钟，透过这些爱的诗歌、爱慕的敬拜，帮助我们全人、全心、所有。”都能融化到和父和你合而为一，融化我们，消失我们，在你的爱，在你的同在，在你的里面。我们爱的主帮助我们，不过我们也会用20几分钟的时间用方言祷告，每一天让方言成为我们生命的一部分，完全消失，融化在主的里面。
Eko ramahanda lipara kadoso lepakadoso bokoria lepeketeke sotakia. I shall be anointed with fresh oil for fresh exploits for the kingdom. Rekota libra hadosia mahandia. My head shall not lack oil. My head shall not lack the anointing. Rakadoso brakadia. As my garments are white, O God, let the oil be fresh upon every head of every son and every daughter connected today. Father, let there be a release of fresh oil as we pray in the Holy Ghost. As we plug in today, let the oil begin to flow. Pare que dos libra la mambro hosia mombron de dieso la pacadia cadosia la pare que dieso brondo sie que die racotosa capriando. Today's prayer session is more intimate. I want you to begin to pray, and I want you to forget about the person next to you. Forget about anybody around you. If you're online, begin to turn the volume up. If you've got earphones in, begin to turn the volume up and begin to plug in today and just begin to ask the Lord, Father, anoint me with fresh oil today. Anoint me with fresh oil today. Anoint me with fresh oil today. I shall be anointed. David said, pour your fresh oil over me. Father, today upon the altar of prayer, we're pressing in for oil. We're pressing in for oil. Pare que dos sobrandia cambrondia. La pare que dos socolia. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Let the oil be fresh today, Father. Every person connected on YouTube, every person connected on Facebook, every person in that is here now in this place right now praying with me. Father, as we plug in, let the oil begin to flow. Ore kaboshia mahanda le pakado sobolia kabradia salika lambrondo sianda. We cannot do this without the oil. We cannot do this ministry without the oil. We cannot do our calling. We cannot fulfill the mandate without the oil of the Holy Ghost. Father, today we plug in. Let oil be released. Pare kedo sianda le mambro kodiam rahandia. Pour your fresh oil over me, O God. Pour your fresh oil over me, O God. Pare kedo sobradia kamronda mambro kosiam rohoria la parakadosia. I want to encourage all of you praying with me today. Silence every distraction. Begin to set your mind upon the Lord. Begin to set your affection upon the Lord. Give Him your full attention today as you pray. Forget about everything else. It can wait after this hour and begin to plug in. Begin to press in today. Mean business with your Father. Oh God, today, anoint me as your servant with oil. Pare kolia mahando, rando kosia mamandia, rando kodia brahadia, la pareke sobradia cabrodia. The oil doesn't just flow because of proximity, but it flows because of connectivity. So today as you pray, begin to connect. As you're with me in the dome, begin to connect. As you're with me online, begin to connect. Begin to be intentional. Father, I connect this morning. I don't just want to be in the house. I don't want to just be listening. I want to be connected this morning as I pray. And as you begin become aware of Him, His presence begins to manifest. Your awareness begins to increase. Your sensitivity begins to become deepened. Oh, right now, the oil of the Holy Spirit is beginning to flow as you connect. As you connect this morning, Father, I plug in, I connect. I don't just want proximity, I want connectivity. I don't just want a form of godliness, but I want the oil that makes me godly, that empowers me to operate supernaturally. Come on, sons and daughters, begin to connect this morning. Lift your voice and pray. If you want to go on your knees, go on your knees. If you want to pray at the altar, pray at the altar. Maybe you want to go on your knees in your home and begin to mean business with God today. Because when you get serious with God, God will get serious with you. The flow of the oil begins to be attracted to those that will desire it, those that will hunger for it, those that will thirst for it, those that hunger and thirst, they shall be filled. Father, this morning, let our hunger and our thirst begin to drive us to our knees. Let it begin to drive us to press in. Father, we are grateful for the oil of yesterday, but today is a new day. Today is a new day. Father, pour your oil over us, over every student, over every son and every daughter, every servant of God connected today, every pastor, every minister, every leader that is listening to this right now. Father, oh God, I pray, let the oil begin to flow. Let the oil begin to flow, not just because of proximity, but because of connectivity today. Rekota libra hando si ambro hodia lambroske verie coria labra codo sobra caria rabrosia lambrondo si e quebrondie sohondia rando cobradia salie camronda jama mamando robobosia mambro coria racosia labra cado sobro coria brahadia labra cado sobro coria remondo si eco I brocosa cariaso japra cadoso labra cadoso copria cadosia la paria cabrondo siambra lambro coria mandoria cadoria. Lord, take not your hand from me, take not your Holy Spirit from me. Ora mandoria camronda, let your hand rest upon my life, O God. Let your hand rest upon my destiny. Recoda libra hando racadosa kia mahanda. I come before you today, my God, with a contrite spirit. O racadia cabranda le pari camonda rike. We humble ourselves before your throne today as we pray. We humble ourselves, O God. We humble ourselves before your throne. We humble ourselves before your mighty right hand. Anything that is not pleasing to you, my God, may you begin to consume it today. May you begin to remove it right now as we pray. Father, begin to wash us by the water of your word. Begin to cleanse us, my God. Anything that is not pleasing to you, my God, as we pray, begin to do a work within us. Begin to cleanse us, my God. Begin to wash us, my God, that we would be good and pleasing in your sight. That we would be good and pleasing in your sight. Honorable vessels for honorable use. Cleanse us from all that is dishonorable. Cleanse us from all that is unrighteous. Cleanse us from all that is impure. As we pray today, my God, come with your fire and remove every impure motive. In the mighty name of the Lord, begin to search our hearts, O God. Begin to search us today as we pray. Every person in this place, every person online, Pare Kosia, Lamandoro Hosia. I assure you, today's prayer is not to just make it through the hour, but today's prayer is to plug in intentionally and say, Father, today do a work within me. Today, O God, Pare Kosia. I present myself to you as a vessel, my God. Begin to search within me anything that is not pleasing, O God. Would you come with your fire and begin to consume it, begin to remove it, as today I come to you, my God, and I humble myself before your mighty throne. Pare kosianda labrosie combrandie le mombrandasiam brohondie labrakoso brandia cabrondia la mamama mando robohosie novohoria lambronde kie Hondianda, Lama Mama Mando, Lobrohondi Elehendie, Rama Mama Mando, Robohondi Elehendie. Begin to pray with me now in your home. Begin to pray with me now in this church. Right now, lift up your voice, pray. Lift up your voice, pray. Make it personal today. Make it personal today. Pare Kosiam Rohondia. If you're connected online, it's because you're wanting to press in more. You're wanting to touch the deeper things of God. You're wanting to seek and to find. Come on, begin to press in right now. Begin to lift up your voice right now. Every person in this church, forget about the person around you. Forget about the time. Begin to set your focus upon the Lord. Rekoto rakadia kamrondo, rakadosa kabrakadia handa, rakatakia katoria kabranda, roboboshia kedia kedia katala mahanda, rakatakadia kabrondo kosia kabranda. Pray, pray, pray. In your homes, lift your voice. Pray with me. In this church, lift your voice and pray. Pray. Pare com brandia sohonda. Pande que die sombronda cadia. Pare que do sobra cadia cabrata. Pare que do sobra cadia sobronda. Rabababa soprohonia cabrando socoli abrahanda. Rakatakadia cabracatia. Rakato socoria carabahodia. Rabababa shekie kedie kedie. Roboboshie kedie kedie kedie. Rakatakadia, rakatakadia kabrakadosie kerie kedosia, rabababa sotorobobosie rebebesie, rabababa sotorobobosie rebebesie, kora manderie rebrondo robobosia namamando, ramanderie kumbrondo siendo rohoria, rabababa sotorobobosie, rabababa parebebebedie, rebebebebebebesiendo robobosie nememendie. Rabababa sondoro bobosia, ramamama mandoro bobondie rebebendie. Come on, lift your voice, pray with me. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Mean business with God today. Mean business with God today. Mean business with God today. Make up your mind, Father. I will not leave this hour without oil. I will not leave this time of prayer without something upon my life, without a fresh oil upon my destiny. I will not leave today the same way. Online, I will not leave offline without being changed today. I will not end this hour of prayer connected online without receiving something, without receiving something from God. Some of us, we've lost our expectation when it comes to midday prayer. But today may be stirred up within you. May you be delivered from routine. May you be set free from religion. Today, my God, may relationship be restored. That every hour I can seek your face. That I can see something new, my God. That I can receive something from heaven. Something about me must change as I behold you. As I look to you, O God. As I look to you, O God. Pare kosiam randia kamronda. Ibrondo samandia. Let deep call unto deep today. Come on, let deep call unto deep today. Let there be a thirst that comes from the depth of your being. Let there be a thirst that comes from the soul, from the depth of your soul today. Oh, I cry out for the living God. Cry out for the living God today. Pare combra di eso honda. Lamando kiendo hambre di eso brandia. Lambrongo si abrandalia. Bible school students, I feel to admonish you. Don't get stuck in routine. Don't get stuck in the demon of routine where it just feels like it's another hour. It's another moment. No, you're missing it. Now God wants to meet with you. The God of creation is in this place. He is here today. For those who seek Him shall find Him. Those who shall ask shall receive. Those who shall knock, the door shall be opened. But the Bible says, keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on looking. Keep on asking the Lord. Keep on knocking on the door. The door shall be open. The door shall be open. The door shall be open. There must be a persistence. There must be a consistency. There must be a steadfastness in our prayer life. We are a people of the Spirit. We are a people of the deep things of God. That takes a waiting on the Lord. It takes a plugging in today. You must die to your flesh. You must put an end to your temporary things, to these carnalities. Let them die today as you pray. Let them die today as you pray. If you need to close your eyes and lay upon the ground today, if you mean business, or if you need to walk so that you don't get tired, do what you need to do. But don't waste this hour. Don't Don't waste this time today. We need the oil of the Holy Spirit. We need the precious oil of the Holy Ghost. We are no good to this world if we're empty. We're no good to anybody if we're empty. The ministry is useless unless it has the oil of the Holy Spirit. Your life is useless unless it has the oil of the Holy Spirit. Without the oil, we are ineffective. Without the oil, we can do no good in this world. But it is by the oil that we can be transformers of destinies. It is by the oil that we can shift society. It is by the oil that we can move a community. It is by the oil that families are transformed. And I pray today that you would not log off and that you would not leave this church without receiving something from the heavenlies. That you would not leave this place without receiving something from God. But there has to be a hunger. There has to be a desire. There has to be a thirst. Father, today I mean business with you. Today I press in, my God. Pray. Let it come from the depth of your being. Let there be a cry that comes from the depth of a man, the depth of a woman, the Bible says. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls unto deep. The Bible says, draw near to me. I shall draw near to you. Father, we take this hour to draw near to you. Pray with me. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice. Let His presence begin to overwhelm you. Let the oil begin to flow, I pray. Let the oil begin to flow, I pray. Let the oil begin to flow, I pray. I pray that some of you would leave immersed today. Some of you would leave overwhelmed by the presence of God. That there would be a knowing that He is near to you. That there would be an overwhelming sense that the oil of the Lord is upon your destiny. That there would be an overwhelming knowledge that God is upon your life. That His hand is upon your destiny. Come on, pray right now. Press in. Mean business with the Lord today. Let it not be another empty hour. But Father, today we mean business. Today we have come to receive from the heavenlies. We have come to receive from the Ancient of Days. We have come to receive the water that flows from the right side of the sanctuary. And Ezekiel said, I measured 1,000 cubits. The Son of Man, He measured 1,000 cubits. And He took me a little bit deeper. And then He measured 1,000 more. And He took me deeper. And He measured another 1,000. And I was waist deep. And He measured another 1,000. And it was too much to stand. Father, today we pray that we would grow deeper in the things of the Spirit. We pray that the flow would take us. We pray, oh God, that all carnality would be driven out of us even this morning as we crucify our flesh and pray, as we silence our flesh and as we seek your face. Oh God, today do a work within us. Oh God, today do a work within us. Deliver us from carnality, we pray, that we would deny ourselves and pick up our cross and begin to follow you. Cleanse us from all selfish ambition. Cleanse us from every selfish desire, that we would see Christ only, that Christ would receive glory, that when they look at our lives, they would not see us, but they would see Jesus revealed, they would see Jesus glorified. Father, today we deny ourselves, we pick up our cross, but we need your oil, oh God. Today we press in for the fresh oil of the Holy Spirit, and as David said, you pour your fresh oil over me this morning during this time of prayer, or whatever time you're connected online, in the mighty name of the Lord. Lord, pour your fresh oil over every son and every daughter, over every servant, every minister, every person that is listening to this right now, whether in this place or online, in the mighty name of the Lord, let the anointing of God begin to overwhelm you. In the name of the Lord, in this atmosphere, let every yoke be destroyed, every obstacle be broken through. I pray right now in the mighty name of the Lord for the Lord to begin to touch every one of us, for the Lord to begin to touch us. sombro, libros que vebre dieso sombra, ramamamamando de qui dieso. Move our hearts today, Father. Touch us as we pray. Let me become overwhelmed like the Most High is overshadowing us today. Perre combre dieso sombra, lambre que dieso hombre dieso. Come on, I want to hear you pray with me this morning. Pray with me this morning. Come on, lift up your voice and mean business with God today personally. I have come to receive something this morning. I have come to receive something today. That is why you are in this place. That is why you are with me online. Come on, begin to press in right now. Let there be a seriousness with the Lord. David said, one thing I have desired. One thing I have desired. One thing I have desired. Jesus said concerning Mary, she has found the one thing that is needed, and she will not allow it to be taken from us, from her. I believe some of us, we've allowed the one thing to be taken. Maybe it's selfish ambitions. Maybe it's wrong desires. Maybe we just got stuck in the rut. But today, oh God, we come back. We get back to the basics. We get back to the one thing, oh God. It is you, oh Lord, that we desire. Above everything, we desire you. We desire you. We desire you. We desire you. Oh, racambrosiendo. That we would not be famous but faithful. That we would not be famous but faithful. That we would be faithful servants. Pare combre di eso. Come on, pray right now that the Lord would help us. That we would not be people that pursue fame. We would not pursue these carnal things. But Lord, we'd be faithful. Because at the end of our race, the Bible says, He'll say, well done, my good and faithful. That is the ultimate prize. That we would be known as a faithful servant. A faithful servant. A faithful son. A faithful daughter. Father, today, in the mighty name of the Lord, pare condie, recombre di esso hombra, la mamando rocondiendo hondie. Come on, I feel like the Holy Spirit is moving in this place right now, moving on people, moving on you as you pray. I feel like there's a prioritization happening right now, a reprioritizing of things where we've missed it, things where we've got confused, or things where we allowed certain things to take the forefront. But today, let God begin to do a work. Let God to begin to do a work right now. Come on, pray. Pare con de dieso hombre dia calia, je porra cadieso hombre dieso, la mamandorie quebronda dieso, lambrosca vambra die comprendie, rama mamando robobosi ende de dieso. Romo mondo die combrosie, sambrando combre dieso, ramamamando robohosie. David said, one thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in His temple. Father, today we pursue this mentality of David. One thing we have desired is to pursue You. One thing we have desired is to gaze upon Yahweh. One thing we have desired above all else is to look to You, to behold You and to be like You, to be formed like You, O God. We behold You until we are formed today. We behold You until we are formed, my God. Pare con di esso hombre, limbros cavabra dia camonda. That we would be genuine lovers of God. That we would not be users of God, but lovers of God. That we would be of those whose hearts are held captive by You, my King. Oh, quembren di esso hombria. Come on, lift up your voice right now and pray. Lift up your voice and pray with me today. Let there be a moving this morning. Man de kidios ombrandie. I feel the strong unction of the Holy Spirit as we're praying today. Let God begin to work within us. Let God begin to work within us. Pandielo prosie comrandia. Zomomom rotie socolie. Zicombradia sombrandia scavambradiese. Mendoria cabrosa vabradia cabronda. Menderie soprodia cabrosie veriesco. Come on, pray. I feel the flow of His oil right now. I sense the flow of His oil right now. I sense the flow of His oil right now. Touch in Jesus' name. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled in this place. Be filled in your home. Every person connected today, every person plugged in, let the oil of the Holy Spirit begin to flow into you. Let the oil of the Holy Spirit begin to rest strongly upon you. Let the oil of the Holy Spirit begin to rest upon you. Let it begin to overwhelm you. Mandedia comprandiesco. But I want to assure you, you will never have what you don't hunger for. There must be a hunger. There must be a hunger. There must be a desire. There must be a thirst. There must be a cry from the depth of your being. God is not impressed by our words. He looks at the heart of a man. He looks at the heart of a woman. He looks at the heart of a man. He searches out the hearts of people. As you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're plugging in. You're plugging into power. You're plugging into the flow as you pray. As your mind becomes set upon heavenly things, you're taking delivery of fresh oil this morning. Your lamp is receiving fresh oil. Your lamp is receiving fresh oil. Pare con di ala brosie vedie. Recobra dias camandia. The five wise virgins said to the five fools, go to them that buy and get your oil. This is how you receive oil. This is how you receive oil. You pray. You press in. You wait on the Lord. You plug in like this. There is no cheap way to get oil from heaven. There is no shortcut. There is no other way. This is the ancient path. We press in. We press in. We press in. Mande kidia sohobra dia kamranda. Lepeke dia soprakadia. This is how sermons begin to transform lives, because it's not empty words. It's weights of glory that rest upon the words. This is how businesses are built, because it's not just a carnal idea, but it comes from the Ancient of Days. It comes from the realm of the ancient. It comes from the realm where the living God dwells. It is from this place. This is where the weight of God begins to rest upon you. This is where the weight of God begins to rest upon you. I tell you the truth, there is no shortcut. There is no shortcut. There is no way around this. This is the ancient path. You must make up your mind whether you will walk upon the path of prayer, whether you will walk upon the path of intercession. Father, I don't just want to know your acts, I want to know your ways. I don't just want to see manifestation, I want to know you, my God. I don't just want to see the promises, I want to see your person. Let us begin to look upon the mirror. Let us begin to behold today.
Hallelujah， 亲爱的伙伴朋友们，合成清净的时间永远都不足够。愿我们今天从早上到下午到晚间，我们饱享神的爱慕，融化在神的爱慕，甚至消失在神的爱慕，让每个人接近我们的都可以经历到神的这份爱，神的这份的慕， 神的这份的连续跟怜悯透过我们的生命流传出去，别人靠近我们的时候就能感觉到我们里面充满着神的爱。主啊，我要颂赞和你的爱情，我要仰慕和你的贴近，我要颂扬和你在一起的美德。主啊，愿我一生都能散发出对我最爱的耶稣啊，最渴慕的圣灵，最疼爱的天父爸爸，将这个爱永流永传出去。愿今天一整天我们活在神的爱，活在神的同在，活在神的里面。不是同在你的朋友、你的伙伴、你的知己，神同在今天一整天。